It's Helping Hand.
Weekly feature, Fridays on HPR1 stations statewide and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday's Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about a returning guest organization, NAMI Hawaii, and that's National Alliance on Mental Illness Hawaii, and this year's state conference they've got that is coming up Friday, March 8th. It is 8 a.m. to noon over at Dole Cannery in the ballrooms there. Dr. Paul Huttman, who is a psychologist in the Northern California VA healthcare system, is actually giving the keynote speech, and there are going to be other mental health professionals there too, offering invaluable advice and information. And we're going to learn more about not only the event, but how people can support NAMI Hawaii, the services they offer. We have their executive director, Kumi McDonald, returning and joining us, and she's brought along Trisha Kajimura, who is from Mental Health America of Hawaii, and we're welcoming them both right now to Helping Hand. And aloha and welcome back, Kumi, and welcome, Trisha. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for inviting us back. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And before we get started, for folks who they're invariably the name could be unfamiliar to, we'll start with you, Kumi. Explain how the organization functions and what you guys are up to.
Well, NAMI Hawaii is the state organization of National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are the largest grassroots mental health organization in the country with an affiliate in each of the 50 states, and we provide support, education, advocacy, and awareness regarding people with mental illnesses and support for their families.
And we'll hear more about some of their programs and stuff, but since we have Trisha here from an organization, Mental Health America of Hawaii, explain how you guys function and how it relates to NAMI.
Sure. Thanks for getting our name right. I know it's a mouthful. So we used to be called the Mental Health Association of Hawaii. We've been around for 77 years, and people still remember us by that name sometimes. But we're an affiliate of a national organization, Mental Health America. We're a local private nonprofit, and we focus on advocacy and education around mental health, which complements very well with the work that NAMI does.
Yes.
And on the advocacy, because that's an interesting word that can mean a bunch of different things, is that more advocacy to get legislation, or is that one-on-one advocacy for individuals who are facing crisis and need support?
That's a great question. We focus primarily on policy and systems advocacy, although we do also take help calls from the public at our office and help people connect with the resources they're looking for.
And on that note of resources, Kumi, for folks who could be in need of resources, because that's a big component of why we do Helping Hand, explain the services that you guys have and who that would be appropriate for people who have needs and concerns.
Well, our two key programs are Family to Family, which is a 12-week extensive education program for family members who are caregivers for people with serious mental illnesses. And we give them step-by-step information about what the illness is, how to get treatment, how to talk to their doctors, how to get advocacy, how to communicate with them, or how to deal with a crisis. And then the other key programs that we provide are support groups. Some are for family members who support one another, as well as some are for peers that are living in recovery from mental illnesses so that they can support one another in the journey. And then we also provide conferences and workshops throughout the year.
Are the support groups statewide?
Yes, they are. Well, we have three affiliates, one on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. And then we also have services on Oahu. And we're working towards getting an online support group. So we're working on that.
And you also mentioned the word advocacy. And is your advocacy as well, describe it, is it more for people who are running into trouble, or is it more for trying to advocate for legislation?
So on the national level, we do a lot of, legislation and things like that. However, on the local level, that's why we have friends like Mental Health America of Hawaii, because Trisha is a superhero in that field. And so we partner with them, and we do some of the legislature type of policies, and as well as advocating for the individual.
And so, Trisha, some of the services, if people think of they have a loved one themselves facing mental health challenges, put the word out there in terms of what you guys can offer.
Well, one area that we're focused on right now is youth suicide and bullying prevention. We've been working on that intensively for about 11 years. The main component of that is a training that is intended for middle school students, a slightly different version for high school students, and also the adults who work with them. And then just last year, we rolled out a training that's intended for fifth graders, as we see the need for prevention information getting out to the youth at an earlier age.
And are you guys also operating statewide?
Yes, we're a statewide agency with offices on Oahu and Maui.
Okay. And so for both of you, before we hear about this very special event that for people who have health concerns can be invaluable because you get a chance to talk to some and hear from some really heavy professionals. And we're going to learn more about that in just a moment. But how do, for you, Kumi, how do you guys get your funding?
We get funding from private donations, people from the NAMI walks, and a few private grants.
Okay. Is there any federal state funding?
Not at this time.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yourself, Tricia?
Similarly, our largest pot comes from private foundations. We have a grant from Maui County. That's our only government funding. And we also fundraise and rely on private donations.
So when it comes to fees for services that folks could have to face to get help from you guys, and you had Kumi talking about the family-to-family group, mm-hmm. and the support groups, the recovery support groups, mm-hmm. are there costs for anybody to take advantage of this stuff?
All of our programs are provided free of charge, including this upcoming conference, although there is a small fee. If you need assistance, we always offer that.
So you're saying if when we talk about that, if people can't afford to pay that fee, you guys will waive it for them?
Correct.
And in terms of any kind of charges or fees, Tricia, that could come up from getting service from Mental Health America?
No service fees. Occasionally, when we do a training for an organization, we'll ask them to split the cost of food and logistics for the training, but it'll be minimal.
So you guys have this, we've been kind of talking a little bit about it on the edges here. It's a very special event, the Hawaii State Conference mm-hmm. 2019 from NAMI. And this is something where I mentioned one of the cats who's going to be speaking, Dr. Paul Huttman from Northern California, mm-hmm. Veterans Administration Healthcare Systems. That's where he's from.
Yes.
And so fill us in before we hear, I guess, about the guests. I'll back it up just a moment. This is a good event for who to go to. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
We really want to invite the general public because every human being is affected by mental health. We have to take care of ourselves. Many of us are caregivers. Many of us are doing so much. So this is really open to the public, but really geared towards caregivers, family caregivers of just regular illnesses as well as mental illnesses, but also providers, people in the medical fields, people who are teachers, people who are police officers, anyone who's a caregiver or service-oriented profession.
And so this is going to be Friday, March 8th. It's mm-hmm. 8 a.m. to noon, and Dole Cannery and the ballroom's over there. And before we hear more about the speakers, is it going to be a back-and-forth kind of thing where people can ask questions? Or I guess in the way that you can describe who's going to be speaking in addition to Paul and what Dr. Huttman is going to be speaking about, talk about who the other people who are going to be speaking are, and also mm-hmm. if folks, while they're there, are going to have like a question and answer session where they're going to be able to inquire.
So the keynote speaker will share on brilliantly battling burnout. And he's going to give specific new research and techniques that can help us prevent burnout.
Caregiver burnout, we're talking
caregiver
about.
Burnout, just burnout in general. And he will also be working on a breakout session on meditation practices and just actually go through the process of the different types that are evidence-based so that it's not just hocus-pocus, but it's actual, you know, stress-relieving techniques. And there will be time for question and answers for the keynote as well as breakout. And then I'm going to have Tricia explain the other two breakouts.
Yes, please.
Right. So the keynote will be followed by your selection from three different breakout sessions. She described the first one. The second one will be Creative Healing by Dr. Misty Sagas, who is our program director at Mental Health America of Hawaii. And she's going to talk about the connection between art and mental health, biological support for the link between creativity and mental illness, and then go into specific projects and art strategies for self-expression and self-care. And there'll definitely, it will be interactive, and there will be lots of opportunity to ask questions and get them answered.
And that's in addition, you were saying it's not just for caregivers. This is also for people who are medical professionals who are providing care themselves.
As well as people with mental illnesses in recovery. I mean, who wouldn't benefit from creative as well as live well digitally? And
right. So the third option for the breakout sessions is called Live Your Life Well Digitally. And that'll be presented by our deputy director, Pedro Haro. He's going to go through our nationally tested Live Your Life Well presentation of 10 simple actions and techniques for increasing wellness. So different strategies and behaviors that we can adopt. But he's going to pair each one with a digital tool, because we're hearing so much about apps, Fitbits, different equipment that are that can be used to enhance our mental wellness. And people have questions about those, want to know more about what is really research-based and helpful. So he'll offer some of those.
So kind of like giving a little overview of the ones that he thinks are effective and useful.
Correct.
That's cool. That can be helpful, because there's a lot of that kind of stuff out there, and guidance can be invaluable. And so when we the event, turning a little bit to how people can support you guys, because that's another big component of why people are on Helping Hand. And we can start at the event and go forward. Do you need any volunteers to help you support the program at the event, or are there other ways that people could support the event?
We would really appreciate people coming, getting the word out, just to your friends, your community, your churches, schools, teachers, anywhere, because so many people will benefit from this.
Right.
Yeah, that would be the best way. We are having it at Dole Pomaika'i Ballrooms, so the setup and everything is pretty set, and the fee is very minimal. I mean, really, it's a...
What is the fee?
The fee is $20. That includes a Live Well breakfast buffet, all of your materials, and it's well worth much, much more than that.
And you said that if somebody is facing financial hardships and they don't know if they can afford that, you'll take care of them and get them in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a nice thing. So so obviously we know now that you don't need a lot of support with putting the event together, because it sounds very organized, and your main thing on that is to have people spread the word about it and make sure people know about it, that this opportunity is there. Other ways that your organization can be supported, obviously you guys are nonprofit. So, and Tricia, you can be mulling over ways people can help you as Kumi's going over her items, but people can make a donation to you guys. Are there volunteer opportunities the rest of the year? Kind of lay out any ways that you think people could support you.
We are always looking for volunteers. They can contact us on our website, and we do have a lot of different opportunities throughout the year, depending on their skill set and their desires. A lot of our volunteer work does happen at our walk that we have at the in the fall, but we also do a lot of office work. Things in the community. So wherever they have an interest, we can find tasks for them. And we really appreciate all of the volunteers, because we are a volunteer-run organization. We have 2 paid staff, 200-plus volunteers that help keep our organization going.
If there are mental health professionals or people involved in the mental health field in any capacity or other healthcare, and they, is there a special need at all for them if they are interested in volunteering and providing some of their expertise?
Oh, absolutely. We do a lot of speakers bureaus. We often get called to schools and community centers, businesses, and they want to do conferences or workshops, and they say, well, we'd like a professional to come in. So definitely. And we also invite people who are living with this, family members who have experience, people living in recovery, to share their stories. And we help them refine that story and to be able to share that.
Tricia, how can we help you guys?
So one of the ways that we could really make this message more powerful is through engagement of the public. So With our systems advocacy, civic engagement is really important. We need our elected officials to hear from their constituents, and they can get involved with us by emailing us at info@mentalhealthhawaii.org. We have an email list where we keep people updated on our efforts and how they can help. And this is the perfect time to get involved since the legislature is just getting started in the current session.
What's a good number for people to call you guys?
808-521-1846.
All right. So to get in touch with these two organizations, here's how to do it. It's namihawaii.org, and that's namihawaii.org, or mentalhealthhawaii.org is the other one. And then you can email either of them at info@namihawaii.org or info@mentalhealthhawaii.org. And you can call NAMI at 808-591-1297. And Mental Health America of Hawaii can be reached at 808-521-1846. You can find our full segment and the radio feature, all the contact information, all our other details at hawaiipublicradio.org. Things that we did not include, Kumi, that you would like to?
Well, we just want to say you can find more information about Mental Health America on our website as well, because we are good friends and we do partner together for many events.
Right.
And we also want to mention Sutter Health Kahi Mohala, who also is a partner in this event. And we are the three of us, three organizations are doing amazing things in Hawaii for mental health.
Tricia, anything we left out that you want to share?
I just really want people to come because we have a great lineup. Mm-hmm. These speakers are going to be phenomenal and I don't think anyone would want to miss it.
It is coming up soon. NAMI State Conference, Friday, March 8th, 8 to noon, Dole Cannery, and it's going to be an event that features, among other speakers, Dr. Paul Huttman, a psychologist in the Northern California Veterans Administration healthcare system, and other medical professionals, and an opportunity to ask questions and speak with them about your own concerns. We've had NAMI Hawaii Executive Director Kumi McDonald joining us, Tricia Kajimura from Mental Health America of Hawaii, two of the organizations that are involved with presenting this state conference. And on behalf of all the folks who could obviously use your help and hopefully are going to get some help, and all the people that you have been supporting, thank you guys for doing what you're doing and being there for people in need. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.